Ralph Hernandez, former Buffalo school board member, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And joining me is Buffalo News education reporter Mary Pasiak. Ralph, certainly wanted to know what you believe is the biggest number one issue right now for the Buffalo Public School District.
I think one of the biggest issue for the face of the school system right now is the Board of Education right now. I think that the folks that are there now have forgotten why they were sent there and the purpose of their being there. Because I think if there's no governance within the system, then nothing else is going to work right. We could talk about curriculum all day long. We could talk about staffing. We could talk about collective bargaining agreements. We could talk about any different things. But if the board is not in unison or is not operating and it's eight cylinders, then you're never going to have any of those issues resolved. So I would say that that seems to be an issue that needs to be worked at immediately, whoever's seated, you know, come May the 6th. Then from that, then we're talking about the actual operations part of it, the superintendent and the tenure. That seems to be a big issue as well. If that isn't right, then nothing else that spins off of that is going to be right either. And right now, the level of confidence among many of the administrators and many of the folks that I've spoken to, even some of the parents and the media to a certain degree, have lost some confidence in her ability to do her job. You know, so that's an issue that we certainly have to contend with. And then, of course, and we're talking about absenteeism, truancy issues, you know, test scores, graduation. But none of that is even relevant at this point unless the board develops a cohesiveness by which they can work and then, of course, include the superintendent and start working as a unit, as a team.
Do you think the board was more cohesive when you were on it?
Yes, I do. And I'm not saying that just because I was on the board. I'm saying that because the issues weren't quite so volatile in terms of, you know, when you're addressing a board member, there's a certain decorum that takes place, that should take place, a certain amount of respect, you know, for that individual. And you can get a lot of things accomplished. You can talk to each other, but if there's confrontational constantly, it's very difficult to discuss any issue with anyone if there's confrontation. And I think a lot of that is just the I don't know, to say there are some board members that want to control the board, and so you have that inside fight in there, The issue is not should never be about who controls the board. The issue is how can the board work together so that we can do the things that we're sent up here to do. It's not the money because nobody really gets paid anything. So it has to be a passion for the job. So if you have passion for the job, then you need to compromise in certain areas. You need to work together, whatever it takes to get that, you know, that issue resolved.
One of the key issues that's likely to come up soon after the new board is seated is a vote on the future of Superintendent Pamela Brown.
Correct.
Which way would you vote?
This is my process for arriving at that decision. The first thing I want to do, as you know, the school board does an evaluation every year of the superintendent. It comes out in June. I would like to see what comments are in there, what's in there, what is the sentiment of the board as a whole. And then I would like an opportunity to sit in front of the superintendent and kind of find out what were the challenges, and what caused some of the problems that you were dealing with, particularly with human resources and the credentialing, and until you get all those facts in play and until you understand exactly what's going on, that would help me make an informed decision. So that's the way I would handle that, you know. But I'll be honest with you, my personal feeling is that there's enough votes there right now without this election to terminate a contract. I could be wrong, but I think that it appears that those votes are already there.
So based on the information that you have right now about her, which way would you vote?
At this point in time, I would probably, again, I would like to see the evaluation because I've read what the Buffalo News is saying. I've read the blogs at the Buffalo from the Buffalo News. And I've talked to some people, like people that know Paula Deen and other people who feel, well, you know, she's been derelict of this and derelict of that, and I understand that. But then you get the other side, which is she's not being given an opportunity. You know, somebody seems to be kind of, you know, sabotaging the administration from within. So there's a lot of different things to consider. And that's why I didn't take a position one way or the other on whether or not I would fire her or not. You know, I would rather, you know, defer on that until I know more about the facts, you know, but what's got her to the position that she's in.
The people that carried your petitions were from out of state. Are they affiliated with the teachers union? We know you've received the Buffalo Teachers Federation endorsement.
Right. I received the BTF endorsement and also the AFL-CIO endorsement.
So were those petitions carried by union folks?
Well, we have some people that we know that came in from New York, but yeah, there are some people that knew the BTF.
Do you believe that changes the dynamic at all for you as a candidate?
No, and the reason I say that is because the idea behind people circulating for you is just to be able, so it's obviously one person cannot go out there by themselves and collect, you know, 3,000 signatures in the short amount of time with the weather conditions that we have. So you have other people that could come in. Now, if those folks who were circulating for me were circulating illegally or not qualified to circulate, that's a different situation. But they were very well qualified under the law to circulate petitions for me in the city of Buffalo. I have committed no crime. You know, and they developed, as it turns out, we ended up with 1,910 signatures and only 1,044 were good. So, I mean, people can look at it, I'm trying to qualify it on the ballot so that I can become a candidate so I can exercise my right, you know, of democracy, which is to run. Okay, and whichever way, if I can get people to help me do that, as long as I don't do it illegally, I don't see why that would be a problem. I don't.
You spent 9 years on the board, Ralph. We're running a little low on time, but real quickly, you spent 9 years on the board previously, and during that time, there was no significant improvement in student achievement, no significant improvement in graduation rates, no significant improvement in student attendance. So what would be the case that you would make for why people should return you to the board?
Well, first of all, you would have to define significant to me, you know, because we have made some headways with regards to suspension rates and truancy reduction. And when I left, although the scores weren't, you know, off the charts, it was still headed in the right direction. And although they're not phenomenal or astronomical changes that you would jump up and down for, they were still headed in the right direction, so that's a good sign. Okay, the second thing is that when I was there, I introduced more resolutions in the 9 year period that I was there than all my predecessors combined. I worked hard, very hard. I studied my issues, and even though between 2005 and 2009, I did my best work in that period. And that's the time when Dr. Williams was here, and he controlled, or he had the majority of the votes on his side. And I, every time I came out of the gate, I rarely was able to get most of my legislation done. But I was able to get some good reform issues in place. Why? Because they made sense to a lot of people. So when you're able to do that, that means despite the issues on the board, arguments back and forth, if you do it right and if you put the right and you articulate the resolution correctly and it makes sense for improvement of the education of the kids, then you'll get board members to support it. I don't see why we're not.
Ralph, thank you so much. We're out of time.
Really?
Thank you for joining us.